Good evening, everyone. I apologize for the late upload today, but I just had something kind of a busy night tonight, so that's the blame. But I shouldn't be making excuses like this. But sorry for the late upload. It's 7:47 here in the West Coast and 10:47 on the East Coast. 8:47 and 9:47 was Central on the Mountain, respectively. So this is like today's, I never cover politics. I just kind of figure, like, it's just, there's all going to be different sides. People are going to be one side and the other, and I don't want to just, like, name what sides they are. It's just better to keep it anti-politics. Even, and this will definitely still be in effect, no matter, even if it's in the middle of the Republican debate. Now, there may be some news, like, who's winning or so-and-so's losing, but there'll be both sides, so it won't be just one side. And, yeah. So Alphabet has been, or has topped quarter four revenue top or targets. However, there has been, there has been rising costs. I admit to this, to using this, and I personally think it's great because they are very annoying. And I admit to using ad blockers, which I've had mine on for the past year. I'll check how many I have right now. Now, this is a great ad blocker. It's AdBlock Plus. The computer I'm on right now, I've had for a month, and there's 4,000 ads blocked. And on my other computer I use, which is what I use for making broadcasts. I checked today and there's 140,000 ads blocked, and I've had that for that's a year old computer. So it's a great, if you want a good ad blocker, AdBlock Plus, and this is not a sponsor, but so that could be due to the rising costs, I apologize if I'm saying this wrong. Charlotte Russe is filing for bankruptcy, and so if you're wondering what's going on, there is, according to USA Today, it's them being bankrupt, and they have 500 stores in 49 states, but if they can't find a buyer within the next, in the next 1 week, and so one, if they can't find someone by February 17th, which is in less than 2 weeks, they're gonna be liquidating. And according to USA Today, these are the ones that are closing. So the ones that are closing are Florence, Alabama. I'm gonna just tell you the states. There's Arvin, California, Culver City, Daly City, Fairfield, Irvine, La Mesa, San Bernardino, San Jose, Santa Ana, Valencia, and Westminster. And so personally, I can understand why they would close the San Bernardino one, just because it's kind of in the middle of, San Bernardino County is a huge county. It stretches from the Nevada border almost all the way down to San Diego until it reaches Riverside County and continues to San Diego County. So it's the largest county in America. And it's very densely populated, and it's full of the middle of nowhere. I've done that drive plenty of times, and it's, yeah. San Bernardino is a fairly populated city, but That one kind of makes sense. But that area is growing because of the high costs of living in LA. So that kind of all kind of links together. So they could have kept it open, but they have no choice. Grand Junction, Colorado, and Pueblo, Colorado, and Connecticut. Meriden, Connecticut, that one's closing. Milford, Connecticut, and Ledyard, Connecticut. In Florida, the Jacksonville, Port Richey, Sarasota, and West Palm Beach are all closing. And Jacksonville and Sarasota are kind of... Jacksonville's a big shocker, but Sarasota kind of makes sense. And Jacksonville's where... Or that's a very big city. Georgia and Commerce, Douglasville, and Polar, Georgia. In Hawaii... IA, sorry if I'm pronouncing these names wrong, Kalui and Kenohi, sorry if I'm saying that wrong, in Illinois, Algonquin, Illinois, Joliet, Illinois, Lincolnwood, Illinois, Lombard, Illinois, Peoria, Illinois, and Skokie, Illinois, Indiana, Hobart, and West Des Moines, Indiana are closing. In Kentucky, Ashland, Kentucky is closing. Louisiana, New Orleans, and Slidell. In Maryland, I'll just tell you the state, just say what state it is. And so it's Annapolis, Bel Air, Frederick, Gaithersburg, Hagerstown, and Ocean City. In Massachusetts, Cambridge and Kingston. Michigan, Dearborn, Howell, Okemos, and Saginaw. Minnesota, Bloomington, and Burnsville. In Missouri, Kansas City, Lee Summit, St. Louis. New Jersey, Atlantic City, East Brunswick, Moorestown. New York, Glendale, Massapequa, Nanuet, New Hartford, New York, Niagara Falls, Saratoga Springs, Victor, and Yorktown Heights. North Carolina, Gastonia. In Ohio, Cincinnati, Mentor, and Toledo. Oregon, Eugene. In Pennsylvania, Altoona, Pittsburgh, Willow Grove, and York. South Carolina, Florence, Myrtle Beach, North Charleston. Tennessee, Chattanooga, Johnson City. Texas, Cedar Hills, Fort Worth, New Braunfels, Victoria, and Waco. In Virginia, Dulles, McLean. Springfield, Washington, Auburn, Morgantown, West Virginia. Wisconsin, Brookfield, Glendale, and Madison. And Sears may not find a buyer, just to let you know, if that Eddie Lampert thing doesn't go through. And now there's iPhone 10 models that are now refurbished that are $769, according to Engadget. Samsung Galaxy Sport leaks a sleek bezel-less smartwatch, which according to The Verge. HoloLens creator leaves Apple after 3 years of AR projects, according to Engadget and The Variety. So I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you tomorrow with another broadcast. Thank you very much for watching, and I hope you enjoyed this video. And again, I apologize for the late broadcast, and that I hope doesn't happen again tomorrow. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow.